Well, good morning and happy Monday to you, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks, and I do the majority of the teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this week, we began a brand new series called I Am, where we're looking at the Gospel of John. And kind of the big idea of the series is that I Am, that's the name of God, revealed to Moses in the Old Testament, determines who I am, my identity. And in John, we see really Jesus' best friend, and he starts off his gospel by talking about the Logos. Now, in our world, we said that there are hot button topics right now, things like gun control and immigration and equality that we're debating. In their culture, they debated the Logos. It was the reason for life. Kind of the illustration that we used about that was a basketball. And we kind of thought about, you know, if you use a basketball as a doorstop, the basketball is missing its Logos. It's missing its reason that it was created. And in John's world, there were kind of two different thoughts about that. They kind of gave up on the idea that there really is a reason for living. So one group of folks, this group called the Epicureans, they said, well, if there's no reason, just live however you want, seek pleasure, be happy. The Stoics were kind of on the other end of that coin. They said, no, even though there aren't reasons for living, what you should do is you should do the right thing and the noble thing, just because society will be intolerable if you don't. And we said that's very current in our world. That well describes the liberal point of view and the conservative point of view that seem to surface in a lot of our current arguments when we talk about these same things, the reason for life. We have modern atheists, guys like Sam Harris, who's a really smart neuroscientist and well-known atheist. And Harris would say, and this is what your kids are going to be taught in college, that you don't need God to have morality, that biology can teach morality. And while there's some truth that biology can help us get a personal understanding of human flourishing, the moment that you tell someone else they're not flourishing, you create a religion. And so we see that's not correct. You can't have an ethic without someone giving the ethic. So what we said that John teaches us, the first thing is that the reason is a person. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the person then is an author. John teaches us that the Word is the Creator. And we talked about then how the author, if he is the Creator, the author is the one who has authority. He has the one who has the capacity to come into our lives and tell us what we can do with things like sexuality and beauty and attention. We talked about the reality that we give a lot of our attention away to other things, to scrolling screens and things that don't matter eternally. And so at the end of the day, what we said that John, maybe one of the ways that we could apply this is that our chase determines our pace, that we have to ask ourselves, what is your logos? What's your reason for living? Everybody's got one. Everybody's got something that allows them to get out of bed in the morning, and that's going to determine your pace. That's going to determine how you run and what you go after. So a good question that I think we addressed was, what is it that you're chasing? And I think for a lot of us, maybe not intentionally, but unintentionally, we're chasing the wrong things. John is going to teach us throughout the gospel, but certainly right here off the bat in chapter one, that Jesus, the Creator, the author of the universe, he punched a hole in the roof of the world and came down here as a man. So we don't have to manufacture our own logos. God chased us down in the person of Jesus on the cross. He caught us. He ransomed us. He rescued us. He finished the work in paying for our sins. And so the thought and the intent of our life should be to chase him back. So I would just say, as you start your week this week, who has the lion's share of your attention? Maybe right now, just pray about that and ask God, where is the majority of my attention focused? What is it that I'm chasing? And then maybe take the opportunity right now, if there's anything that you're chasing more than God, if anything has risen to that level in your life, becoming a little g God, just take a minute, confess that, turn away from it. And maybe just to finish up this prayer time, just say to God that you're going to put your life squarely in his hands today. You're going to turn your awareness and your attention his direction as much as humanly possible. Well, thanks again for starting your week with us, and we hope to see you back on the LifePoint Drivecast tomorrow.